This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Jim Stanley. J.J. Jasper's not here today. He's getting help. We're not privileged to say.
Well, he ate some chocolate, and it had some insect parts.
Well, you're just not letting that go, are you?
I can't let it go. I'm going to have nightmares. I was offered some Snickers bars. I don't know if it was yesterday afternoon or this morning. Now I'm just going to be looking at it like, what are you trying to do?
All right, so.
And don't worry about the half-eaten nuts.
Come on.
For those who are just tuning in
to
this fine program called Learning University.
Yes, sir.
It's Learning University on the air. What we have learned earlier today is what Jim Stanley shared. That's that's kind of the – if you had to have a headline from the program today – it would be what Jim Stanley shared.
That the average chocolate bar contains 8 insect parts.
And that apparently is okay with the federal with the federal government.
Right.
It's still choking up about it.
I can't even swallow.
And you thought the FDA was looking out for you.
That's right.
Okay, they're just telling you that you got insects, 8 different kinds, Jim?
Yeah.
In your average chocolate bar?
Well, just parts. Imagine you're
above. We need to stop right now. We're getting close to lunch.
I was going
to
say,
we're like an hour away from lunch hour.
Imagine you're above average chocolate bar.
Yeah.
So technically speaking, the 8 insect parts could all be from the same insect.
Yes.
Y'all done?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, I think we've exhausted this chocolate insect bar thing. All right, Ed, you want to... you want to give the phone number first?
Yes, I would be happy to. 888-589-8840.
Now give your questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
Yes, none of them might have been answered.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a little shocked.
That would be the reason he said heretofore.
And a little disappointed. Thank you, Jim, for that comment.
Heretofore.
Okay, here are my three questions. What was the first Major League Baseball team to play in 3 consecutive World Series? First team to do it. Second question, every Disney animated film contains a hidden image of Mickey Mouse. Is that true or false?
Is that subliminal?
Third question, who is the man most associated with creating the comic book superheroes for Marvel Comics? I have given a little hint. This individual makes a cameo in every Marvel
but not hidden.
Every Marvel superhero movie that has been released thus
Professor
far.
Professor Ed, just ignoring ignorant comments.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm not calling the comments.
He's not
going
to.
They're just repetitive.
Oh, he's not putting us down. He's just ignoring us.
So are your questions.
Yes, I know, but that's my job.
Yeah. All right, Professor Jim, what do you got left?
Speaking of repetitive questions, the Electoral College in the United States is made up of how many electors?
Mm-hmm.
And then the first ever World Series was held in 1903 with the Boston Americans against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Who scored the first RBI in World Series history?
Mm.
All right. And then a much better chocolate question, perhaps. True or false, the inventor of the chocolate chip cookie sold the idea to Nestle Tollhouse in return for a lifetime of chocolate. Ed, you do it so well. Is that
true or false?
So was Nestle the first name and Tollhouse the last name?
Yes, sir.
Of the person?
Yeah, he was from Europe.
So Nestle Tollhouse.
Right, he borders 2 continents.
Okay.
He was from Europe.
All right. Well,
he's from Holland.
Wow.
The Netherlands.
Talk about taking your learning to the next level right here, people.
Mr. Tollhouse.
All right, to my 2 questions.
Don't worry, kids. My chocolate has no insect parts.
He won't.
Wow. And we're back.
Tim Slew. You
oh, that was funny, Professor Ed. I got to give it to you right there, man. All right. So my questions, I just got 2 left. Which city is located between both Asia and Europe? That's 1 question. Y'all understand that question?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I do.
And number 2, which city has the largest population in the world? The guess was made to Shanghai, China. Shanghai, China is number three in the world. There are two cities that have more people in them than does Shanghai, China. Well, back to the phones we go.
All right, we go next to Arkansas, and Carl is on the line. Carl, welcome to Learning University.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be on.
Well,
it
Carl,
is.
It's our privilege. We know that to try to educate our students. Carl, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The first team in the three World Series.
All right. Here's the question: what was the first Major League Baseball team to play in three consecutive World Series?
St. Louis Cardinals.
That is not correct. Not correct. But
you said not correct twice. You don't have to be hurtful.
Right. Yeah. That's like the that's unnecessary.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, these are our listeners and callers.
Yes, it is.
And students.
Carl, I apologize for saying it was incorrect twice.
Yeah.
We want all
Once
of would our
have done.
All we want all of our students to have good self-esteem.
Right.
But we don't give them all trophies.
So Carl, even though your question was answered incorrectly, you are a super person. And you are a winner.
Carl,
you are a winner, my friend.
Did you want to ask us a question?
Yes, I want to ask a question.
All right, go ahead, Carl.
It has to do with baseball. In the 2009 World Series, there were two Cy Young Award winners. Who were they, and who did they play for when they won the Cy Young?
In the 2009 World Series?
Well, yeah, 2009
World Series. 2009
World Series.
I'm trying to think back. 2006 and 2011 with the Cardinals, because that's my team, so I remember those years. Nine would have been...
In 2007 and 2013, I think, were the Red Sox. That's my
that's
team.
That's your team.
So it's going to be somebody in between 2007
those.
And...
I'm trying to think who would have been... You know what? We don't know.
We don't know.
Yankees and Phillies, maybe?
Good guess.
Wow. So is that correct or incorrect?
Well, he wants the Cy Young Award pitchers for that.
That is the correct answer. Who was involved in the World Series?
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a guess if it's a Cy Young Award. Okay. Now, don't answer. Don't say yes or no until I get through talking to my colleagues here.
This, yeah.
Okay. So the Philadelphia Cy Young Award winner means you're the best pitcher in baseball in that league, either American or national. So,
correct.
But it's usually not a reliever. But you had Jonathan Papelbon.
He was for the Red Sox. But
was he playing for the Phillies then?
Let
me just ask you the question. Is Jonathan Papelbon for the Phillies at one of the answers?
No.
What about Sabathia?
He's one of the answers,
yes. C.C. Sabathia for the Yankees? Is that correct? So I got 50. I scored a 50. I fail.
So you only have incorrect once, not twice.
Well, what's the answer for the Phillies?
The Phillies is Cliff Lee.
Left-hander. Yeah, he was so, yeah. Okay. Anyway, well, I got one of them.
Well, you made us work for that one, Carl. That's a good, excellent question.
Well, see, he made the professor smarter.
Second part is they both pitched for Cleveland when they won the Cy Young.
That is
really?
True.
Wow.
Cleveland Indians. And now the Cleveland Indians are saying, how do you like us now? now that you've gone away and signed your multi-million-dollar contracts, and now we're on top of the world. Well, not yet. But
hey,
all right, thank you,
thank
brother.
You, Carl. Appreciate it. Great question.
Thank you.
The Cleveland Indians playing the Chicago Cubs in the World Series.
That's right. One win apiece.
And the Indians haven't won the World Series since 1948, or haven't been in the World Series. I don't know if they won it that year.
I think they won in 45.
And the Cubs haven't been in since Abraham Lincoln was president.
I think the Cubs actually were in the World Series in the 40s, but they haven't won since 1908.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a long drought.
They know that, too.
Yeah. Well, they do. They suffer.
All right, back to the phones, Ed. Who are we go
well,
to?
Well, we're
going
to go to Virginia next. Bill is on the line. Bill, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thanks for having me.
You're sure welcome, Bill. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I think I will answer Electoral College question.
All right, here you go.
Here's
the
question.
All right, so this is two questions for me.
Let us read the question for the listeners.
All right, the Electoral College in the United States is made up of how many electors?
All right, so I'm pretty sure that 269 is a tie. So if I can do arithmetic, 269 times 2 should be 538.
538 is correct.
Woo! Wow.
Wow, that's impressive. Now, Bill, you want to tell our listeners, the rest of the listening audience out there, how our student body, I should say, how we get the
number of electors?
The number?
I believe it's the number of in Congress and the Senate. So the two houses.
Yes,
yep, that is
houses.
Correct.
Yeah, you have your for each congressional district that a state has, you get that number
of electors,
and then plus the two senators.
Right.
So, that we've been using that since and so you have to get to, I don't know what is college? Where does college come into that equation?
They're smarter.
Do they have to sit somewhere and? You know what I'm saying?
College?
Yeah,
like electoral college.
Oh, college. Well, a college can sometimes mean just a gathering.
Okay.
So they would come and gather.
I would call it the electoral gathering.
The electoral gathering?
Yeah. Then cause
which sounds more smarter.
Yeah, it does. So you start telling people they got a college.
Yeah.
You know, they already hard enough to know who to vote for.
And we don't even know who these people
then
are.
They got to go to college. Then we got to
right.
have a college.
Right. To tell them who to vote for.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bill, you had one for us, sir?
I do. Yeah. This is I guess it's either from nature or history. I'm not sure how you'd say it. But
natural history.
A natural history.
Yes.
So what bird did... According to Native American legend, did the creator make out of leftover parts of other birds?
That is extremely offensive.
Right, to the bird population.
To that particular bird.
That particular one, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, he's got kind of a name that people would make fun of, too, so he's got it in a couple of counts.
Okay, but you're saying the American Indian, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Said that this particular kind of bird, so it's a North American bird.
Yes.
Would be made out of leftovers, so it's kind of spam.
Wow, it's bird. Yeah. Bird spam.
It's bird spam. Am I right?
Yeah,
Bill?
I think that's not too far of a stretch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let us talk amongst ourselves.
Okay.
You guys.
The dodo bird.
Looking at your eyes.
I think dodo birds are North American.
Oh, well. All right.
All right. You're going to let me.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to engage you in some thoughtful process here.
I have. But the problem is, I have no thoughts about this question and answer.
Have you never thought about it?
I'm trying. I just still can't.
50 something years and you never thought about Bill's question.
No.
Not one time.
No. And as he asked it, I'm going, no thoughts come to me.
I'm going to say the I don't know, the dodo bird?
How about the hummingbird? I don't know.
Neither of those.
All right. What is the correct answer, Bill?
The correct answer is the American woodcock.
Where do they roam?
Well, there should be some down your way in Mississippi. Louisiana gets a bunch. They migrate from Canada.
Are they like a duck?
All the way down on the East Coast.
Are they a part of the duck family?
No, they're evolutionists say they're a shorebird that went to the woods, but I would think they're just the bird created to live in the woods.
I'm going to Google that and check them out, see what they look like. But I don't think I've seen one in my backyard.
You don't see them much. They're a game bird, though. People hunt them with bird dogs. Yeah.
Wait. You're not talking about – these aren't also known as snipes, are they?
Right.
No, some people confuse them as snipes, but no, they're sometimes called timber doodles.
Timber doodles. Yeah, now you're talking. A timber doodle.
Yeah. You know what? See, if he had mentioned that, you'd have known
timber,
immediately.
Well, timber doodles.
Yeah. Is it timber or pimber doodle?
Timber.
Timber doodle.
Timber. Timber. They will keep you up at night. Yeah.
If you don't especially turn if you on eat your, one. If you, you eat one, you, you got to turn you on your, all night.
You got to turn on your air conditioner and your ceiling fan and the TV.
To drown them out.
To drown them out. Those suckers timber will keep doodles. You up all night. You go outside and tell them to shut up, it means nothing to these
and
birds.
They mock you. If you tell them to shut up.
They get louder.
They just get louder.
They get louder, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, there are advantages to living in the city.
You get away from the timber doodles.
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yep.
All right. To Rebecca in Ohio we go. Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Thanks for holding. How long you been waiting?
Oh, a day and a half or something.
A day and a half. Is that all? Okay, well, good. Glad you made it on the air.
Yeah, me too.
Hope we don't thanks disappoint. Well, Rebecca, thanks for calling from Ohio. Where in Ohio?
Butler.
Which is
it's
near
a small town.
Near Columbus?
We have one traffic. We're north of Columbus.
You got one traffic light? Okay.
We have one traffic light in downtown Butler.
Salute! All right, Rebecca. Well, listen, thanks for calling from Butler, Ohio. Butler, one light town, Ohio. Go ahead and you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
About the chocolate chip cookie.
All right, here you go.
Here's the question.
The inventor of the chocolate chip cookie sold the idea to Nestle Toll House in return for a lifetime supply of chocolate. Is that true or false?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess it's true.
That is 100% true.
Wow.
All right. Rebecca, okay. Way to go. So what happened there in that story, Jim? Give us a dramatic reinterpretation of what happened right there.
We want a dramatic on that reenactment.
Yes, on
Mr.
that faithful,
Toll House.
On that fateful day.
Mr. Toll House.
Yes.
If I sell you this cookie, you'll give me a lifetime supply of chocolate. Thank you, Mr. Toll House.
Oh, Jim, wow. That's just, you kind of scared me there, Jim, for just a minute.
You said dramatic.
Yeah, you did a good job.
You know what
really,
it sounded like.
What do you sound like?
You sound just like a timber dude. That's I'm telling you, sound at night.
You get about five of those timber doodles out there. You can see how you can't sleep.
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, that is a great answer, Rebecca. And, Jim, good chocolate day question.
Thank you, sir, in honor of J.J. Jasper.
Yeah.
Why? He eats a lot of chocolate or what?
No, because anytime there's a
true
theme,
false.
He's
true false.
Thematic. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Rebecca, go ahead. You want to ask us one?
Yes. I don't know how long, a year ago or so, when I first heard you guys, I wondered if you might know a riddle. It's the first riddle that I remember that my mom was asking somebody, and it is, what goes up the chimney down but can't go down the chimney up?
Santa Claus.
No.
Is that right, Rebecca?
Okay, what does it repeat that? What goes down the chimney up?
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second, Rebecca and Ed. Are y'all, you're throwing in an extra syllable in that chimney.
Chimney. Chimney. Like chimney cricket.
Chimney.
Are we talking about the same thing?
A
the
chimney.
Fireplace and chimney. The chimney? Is
chimney.
That what we're talking about here?
Yep, the chimney.
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 No, y'all are saying.
Chimney.
Excuse me. Ed and Rebecca, if y'all would be quiet for just a minute, I have a question. And I would like to get to the bottom of this because if I've been wrong my whole life, I do want to know because everybody I know says chimney.
Yes.
And y'all are saying.
Chimney.
Y'all are saying chimney. Like chimney cricket.
I said it wrong.
Well, and then Rebecca said it wrong, and I just fell right into the trap.
Oh, okay. So it's not a Mason-Dixon line type thing.
No, it's chimney.
Nope.
Okay.
Chimney. Yep.
Well, Rebecca, why did you say chimney?
I don't know. It just came out that way.
Hey, yeah.
She's because
she's
on
she's
radio.
A little nervous.
Yeah.
She's
okay.
Exactly.
Well, no, I'm not judging you as a person, Rebecca. I'm just.
I'm sure you're a fine person.
She's been trying to get on for a year.
And it slipped out, chimney.
Chimney.
I thought somebody changed it or I had it wrong. Okay. It wouldn't be the first time Southerners have mispronounced words.
That's a fact.
What I'm saying to you.
All right. So the riddle is, what can go down the what can go down the chimney up, but can't go up?
All right, let her ask the question so that we can.
Hey, okay. Rebecca, don't say chimney. Again, if you can avoid that, because that's kind of distracting for me.
I'll try my best.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Ask the question again.
What goes up the chimney down, but can't go down the chimney up?
Oh, I said Santa Claus, but is it smoke?
Smoke is all I could say. Is it smoke?
Nope.
What's the answer?
It's an umbrella.
An umbrella. Well, if you're putting your umbrella up the chimney, you've got problems anyway.
Yeah, but you can get rid of the timber doodles.
That's right. You can do that.
They'll drive them right out.
But that's interesting. So you
certainly can't go down the chimney up.
No.
Oh, with the umbrella up. I see.
Yeah, you try doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll ruin your weekend right there.
Listen, with an umbrella or without one, I can't go down or up a chimney.
Don't call me if you do that. You know, I'm not coming over to help you.
And we are no wise issuing a challenge to the
thank you, Rebecca.
To the student population You're that welcome. May think that's a great idea.
Yeah, because that is not.
We have time.
Who told you to do this?
Tracy in Texas, you got about a minute and a half. Tracy, thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Yes, both, please.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the city in Europe and Asia.
The question is, which city is located in both Asia and Europe?
That would be, I believe, Istanbul.
Istanbul, Turkey.
Yes,
It sits on the the line between Asia and Europe. You're
right
correct. Good answer. What's your question for us, Tracy?
I have a biblical question. It's kind of easy, I think, for you guys. In the New Jerusalem described in Revelation, what are the 12 gates made from?
What are the 12 gates made from?
They are, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here quickly. I think they're made out of pearl.
Pearly gates?
Yeah.
Is that where we get that from?
I think they're made out of pearl. Would you guys have a guess besides that?
I'd go with pearl.
Okay. All right, we're going with pearl, Tracy.
Or jasper.
That's what I have.
Pearl?
Yep.
All right.
Pearl. Let's give ourselves a clap for
ourselves.
We got a biblical answer correct on the first try.
Easier one, but it was fun.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, thanks for calling. You have a great day and glad you got through, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We need to
answer our questions. All right. What was the first Major League Baseball team to play in three consecutive World Series? Well, the team is playing in this one, Chicago Cubs, 1906, 7, and 8.
Wow.
Did win, but not in 1908. Oh, 1908 was the last one they won. That's the last time the Cubs won. Every Disney animated film contains a hidden image of Mickey Mouse. That is true.
Wow.
And I actually went online and looked, and you'll see sometimes it'll be in the pattern of a dress or in something like that. Who is the man most associated with creating the comic book superheroes for Marvel Comics?
Stan Lee.
Stan the Man Lee. That's what I've got.
All right, here you go. The only one I have left, first World Series in 1903. Boston Americans against Pittsburgh Pirates. Who scored the first RBI?
No idea.
Honus Wagner.
Oh, old Honus.
You know,
Is on you.
Well, I'm a distant family
cousin?
Member of his.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah. Way, I mean, the family tree, it's all, but back there, I'd have to show it to you, take some time, but trust me.
Can we get the timber doodles out of
it
first?
What was his name?
Honus Wagner.
Yeah, Honus, Uncle Honus.
Uncle Honus. So,
my question is, which city has the largest population in the world? And that would be Tokyo, Japan.
Tokyo.
Followed by Delhi.
Delhi?
Delhi, India, and then Shanghai.
Okay.
And then Mexico City.
Have
a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time. Have a great weekend, by the way. There's